Calling for sunny skies today, the high in the upper 70s. Thanks for joining us with this FM 97.7 news update. I'm Bill Kassler. A Buffalo man charged with two counts of gross sexual imposition in Cambridge Municipal Court yesterday from incidents that took place between January of 1998 and December of 2000. The suspect, 40-year-old Russell Nichols of Buffalo, is currently in the Guernsey County Jail under a $35,000 bond. Both victims were under 13 years old at the time the alleged incidents took place. According to reports from the Guernsey County Sheriff's Office, charges against Nichols involving a third victim are pending. Cambridge City Council met in regular session last night covering several agenda items, and they said goodbye to a longtime city employee. Mike McKay has more.
Two agreements with the Ohio Department of Transportation were approved last night. The first to maintain the city's LPA or local public agency status. This ensures the flow of funding for the current Brookside Road project. Also, the city will obtain road salt through ODOT for the coming winter, utilizing the state's purchasing plan. The city also approved authorizing the issuance, sale, and delivery of multifamily housing revenue bonds, the revenues to fund acquisition and renovations to the Cambridge Heights apartments. Now, the city has no financial obligation in the matter and is acting only as a go-between. Mayor Tom Orr introduced to Council Debbie Jones, who is retiring after 30 years of service to the residents of the city. Jones worked in the Water Department office and was presented last night a key to the city. I'm Mike McKay for ABC News.
In other news, the latest developments into a weekend death of an Ohio Boy Scout, ONN's Mike Hawkins with more.
Peyton Summers collapsed while hiking with his troop in Tar Hollow State Forest in Ross County Saturday. Authorities now say heat exhaustion likely killed the 11-year-old. His family says they will miss the little boy, who had a smile or a joke for everyone he met. They want to thank the troop leaders who tried to save their son.
And all the paramedics and people that come up that hill, made that trip up out to get him, did 110% for what they could have done.
Peyton's funeral is scheduled for Thursday morning. Mike Hawkins, ONN News.
Elsewhere, 5 days and nights of entertainment and information begin in New Concord today. The Ohio Chautauqua kicks off this morning in the village. The theme of this year's Chautauqua, Inventors and Innovators. The opening day schedule includes workshops at the New Concord Library and at Muskingum College, and music under the tent tonight. This week's event, run through Saturday, include a mixture of education, information, entertainment for young and old alike. We have this announcement to pass along. The Guernsey County Highway Department will be closing Broadhead Road between Sugar Tree Road and Gun Road. This section of Broadhead will be closed Wednesday between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for pipe replacement. Calling for sunny skies today, the high in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, the low in the lower 50s. And Wednesday, partly sunny with the high in the lower 70s. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kassler reporting. For an update on news, sports, or weather anytime, log on to our website at yourradioplace.com.